You're listening to Marketplace. I'm Molly Wood, in for Kai Ryssdal. The Export-Import Bank has had a tough couple of years. It's the government agency that U.S. exporters can use when their foreign customers need loans to buy their goods. Not everyone thinks it's necessary. Last year, there was a long battle about whether to shut it down. The bank was eventually reauthorized, but three of the five seats on its board are empty. So while the Ex-Im Bank limps along, companies like Boeing say they're taking the hit. Marketplace's Sabri Menashor reports.
Charles Stakistad runs an aerospace firm called Kinetics. They do satellites, communication, that sort of thing. And when he sells abroad, he has an issue.
If you happen to have, like we do, revenue coming from outside of the country, most of the banks here in the States will not let you borrow against that.
So if your customer needs a loan to buy your stuff, you can't help them out. They don't buy, you don't sell. So the government steps in as the Ex-Im Bank to help finance things. The issue right now is that there are vacancies on the bank's board. The Senate refuses to hold confirmation hearings. Because of that,
they can't approve projects, transactions over $10 million.
That's Linda Dempsey with the National Association of Manufacturers. Small businesses can get their projects through, big ones can't.
We've heard from a number of different industry sectors in transportation and capital equipment and energy. There is $10 to $12 billion in the pipeline awaiting approval that can't move forward.
Boeing says its customers like Ethiopian Air have already told them they're going to go somewhere else without the bank.
I don't think we should be concerned about it.
Véronique Desrougis is with the market-oriented Mercatus Center. She says helping foreign customers get financing gives those foreign customers an unfair advantage.
So Air Emirates gets a cheap loan, buys a Boeing plane, and then ends up competing with Delta.
But at the same time, most other countries have Ex-Im banks, and they use them to promote their own export industries. Chel Stakistad, the satellite guy, says he's seen the French Export Bank, for example, help French companies snatch clients from U.S. companies.
The French have an agenda that they want to really significantly increase their market share for low-Earth orbiting satellites.
Senator Richard Shelby this week said he was in no hurry to fill the bank's vacancies. In New York, I'm Sabri Benishore for Marketplace.